Diestrus is the time of progesterone dominance. The hormonal events of diestrus can be, for our learning's sake, be considered to be identical in pregnant and non-pregnant bitches. Therefore, we could probably call diestrus in the bitch covert pseudo-pregnancy. At the beginning of diestrus, there's an abrupt change in the vaginal cytology from 100% cornification to less than 50% cornification in one day. The PMNs also return to clean up all the sloughed cells and debris. Intermediate cells return, as well as metestrum cells and foam cells. During diestrus or pregnancy, progesterone comes solely from the corpora lutea. The progesterone has many effects, and it peaks at 15 to 30 days of diestrus. Progesterone is overall lower in non-pregnant bitches than in pregnant bitches, but there's much too much overlap to use progesterone as a pregnancy test. Progesterone declines to less than 1 nanogram per mil 60 to 100 days after the first day of diestrus. Progesterone production is dependent upon LH and prolactin production by the anterior pituitary. The LH and prolactin act upon the corpora lutea to keep the progesterone production. Prolactin rises with the fall of progesterone and causes mammary development. Diestrus ends with the fall in progesterone. The corpora lutea in the bitch seem to have a pre-programmed lifespan and stop producing progesterone at about 60 days after their initiation. There's no known luteolytic prostaglandin secreted from the uterus in non-pregnant bitches, and hysterectomy has no effect on the luteal lifespan. Prostaglandin is, however, luteolytic in the bitch as early as 5 days after the beginning of diestrus, if it is given in sufficient quantities.